Good morning, everybody. This is Claude Fulham from Brisbane, Australia, and I've got a very special guest here in front of me today that I'm going to introduce you to. You'll probably find her very interesting because she's got a wealth of knowledge that would probably help you in what you are looking for. But before I go, I would like to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm an international business developer for a well-known wellness, health and wellness company. Internationally, and I live in Brisbane, building this global business. The whole purpose of this interview with Anne Noonan today is not to promote my business, but to actually help you to find your own. We are on this journey to create a home-based business for extra income or financial freedom, or probably to leave a legacy for our family, and a company that may suit me may not be for you. So let's put that aside, because we're not here to promote any specific company. We're here to help you to find your purpose in life. So with that aside, I'd like to ask Anne a little bit about herself and to explain where she started 8 or 9 years ago and where she is today, so she can probably give you some pointers where to look and how to go forward. Anne, could you probably tell us a little bit about yourself just now and, you know, how you got started?
Thanks, Claude. Look, thank you first off for having me. This is really quite exciting. Where I was about 9 or 10 years ago, I was, you know, doing the 9 to 5, answering to a boss and dealing with stress and tiny children and trying to keep a house running, and realised, boy, oh boy, there's got to be more to this for sure. When we were downsized way back with the organization I was with about 10 years ago, I thought maybe doing the same thing with another company was going to be it, but oh boy, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I knew maybe a home business was the go, but started in traditional home business, and of course realized that was a struggle too, because your traditional home business, a traditional type of business is capped. The income is always quite capped and it's tough, you know?
And you just said something very interesting there. You know, you got downsized and you probably was made redundant. Can you tell us, how did you feel, Anne, when that happened to you? And you also mentioned something about looking at a home-based business. Did you have the money or the expertise to go into something? Were you scared at that time?
Oh, boy, as far as the downsizing is concerned, you know, in a way, there were many other people who were downsized as well. A lot of them were terrified. But I still looked at it as an opportunity. If anything, I probably was quite excited about it. But still saying that, I had no idea what was ahead of me as far as the business was concerned. I didn't know really what's involved in a home-based business. And I thought a pretty traditional beauty-type business from home was the way to go. Oh boy, was that a lesson.
And if you had all this knowledge and you knew the scary road that you were going to take before you actually got the rewards, would that have frightened you off? Would you have still gone on that road all by yourself like you did 8, 9 years ago?
Probably not. I guess it's where I am now with the company I'm with now. It has made it altogether different. But boy, back then it was a learning curve. So I guess I would have done things differently. I might have done my homework probably more sensibly.
Talking about homework, and that's an interesting thing, because a lot of people just don't do homework. They get they join a home-based business just on pure excitement of a family member or a friend introducing the concept to them, little knowing exactly why and what and where they should start. I've just got a few things here to ask you. If you were looking at a home-based business right now, and what would be the purpose for that business? Is it to create extra income, financial freedom, have your own business, maybe more spare time, personal development, helping others, meeting people, retirement, or a legacy? And can you tell me specifically what is your number one priority among these few things I just mentioned? If you were starting a business today, or even take yourself back 8 years ago, what made you choose a home-based business based on this?
Okay, now let me think. I guess back then when I was looking, I wanted, it's a mixture of extra income and financial freedom. I was well paid where I was, but I still was looking for the thing that would make us have peace of mind financially. So I guess my main choice there would be financial freedom. There's a little bit maybe of the others, but I reckon financial freedom, Claude.
So, and the your main priority is financial freedom. You did have a good income, you just mentioned. So, it wasn't the actual money that you were looking for. You were looking for peace of mind. Am I right?
I think that's the best way to put it, Claude, for sure.
Okay. And for in my last 6.5 years in network marketing, I have also found many people that I've brought into my company have looked at financial freedom, because quite a few of them are high five or six figure income earners, but they work very long hours. Was that what you were doing at that time?
Oh yeah, and it was only getting worse. Honestly, it was getting worse. The traditional 9-to-5 is gone. There's no such thing as 9-to-5, I don't think, anymore in high level corporate. It's 7 o'clock in the morning till 7, 8 at night. You're expected to contribute on weekends. You've got to be on call and give of everything. And you're really supporting someone else's business, someone else's dream. This way, even though sometimes it's tough to start, you're supporting your dream. And that's what you're your own boss. That's what I think is the key thing.
And you just mentioned it's tough to start. From what I keep hearing when people approach me and show me their businesses, that they draw this glossy picture of six-figure incomes, you know, you share this with 2, 4, 6, 7 people and you could make a lot of money. Is that really true, Anne, or is there something that they're not telling me?
Well, look, let's be real. It's not fair to paint an unrealistic picture. Of course you can make that kind of money with this kind of business, but it's not just a matter of just 2. You need to speak to 20 to get you 2. You might need to speak to 100 to get 10. That's how the numbers and the growth work. And it means a little bit of stepping out of a comfort zone, and not necessarily an easy thing, as far as not everybody wants to jump out of their comfort zone. So yes, there is the big money to be earned, without a doubt. But it takes the work, patience, persistence, belief and courage.
And talking about work, would this person have to give up their day job to do this, or can they do it in part-time? Or if they do it part-time, is their income going to be capped, like, you know, get a part-time income? Or can they have a good income but still doing part-time?
Well, it's been my experience from what I've seen and learned with myself and with a lot of other leaders in the industry. Of course, you can do it part-time while you keep your job. But You've got to work the balance out. Obviously, your family and your health, etc., is your priority. But if you are already working in a job, you can do this in the nooks and crannies of your day and on the weekends, until it grows to the point where you're happy with it. If you want to sack your boss when you're ready, then go and sack the boss, and then move your part-time business into more of a full-time business. But yes, that's the beauty of this business. It can work in with your schedule. You're the boss.
So, Anne, if I was to look at this myself today, listening to you, and I wanted to build a part-time home-based business, you're trying to tell me that I could earn a nice high four-figure or possibly five-figure income over the next, how long would it take me to get this type of income?
That's going to be completely up to you, Claude. You can earn it if you want to give it the work. Treat it like a hobby and fit it in where you can, and the income will be small. The more seriously you treat it and the more regularly you make your contacts and you make your phone calls and you have your business appointments and treat it consistently, then your income really will grow. It's up to the person. It's up to how much you want to give it. It's like anything else. But yeah, it can be done.
And thanks very much for that. Just a few more queries. If I was to work in an organization, I would have to attend meetings once a week, see the boss, get a schedule for the week. I might have to, if I wanted a promotion, I might have to do some special training. Is there things like that in this home-based business that I have to do for rank advancement or income increasing potential? Please let us know.
Let's get real, Claude. Of course there is. Yeah, there's meetings. Of course there's paperwork. Of course there's phone calls. There's no such thing. You speak to any of the great leaders in the world, the ones who are very wealthy, there's no such thing as saying, I'm going to have a home business and all I'm going to do is sit in front of my computer and do very little else. Of course this means people. You are going to need to meet with people. You're going to need to motivate, inspire, and if you're going to lead a team of people, that does mean talking to them and having a system and having a schedule. Sometimes that scares people. Believe me, that's the funnest part of network marketing is the relationships you build and the get-togethers and the fun that can be had. So don't be afraid of meetings and don't be afraid of get-togethers and schedules and such. Make it fun because that's what makes it work.
And over the last 7 years, I personally have built up a fairly good income in my company. I find that now, over the last few years, my income has grown to quite to let me live quite comfortably. Yet I am only working about 10, 15, maximum 20 hours a week, part-time from home. And I do it, sometimes I don't even work in a week. And I still, this money just keeps coming in. Do you experience that in your business as well?
Claude, it's the best life, honestly. I also, as you know, have another business that I have to take care of, which is, you know, my creative outlet, and I must admit I love it. But I can have weeks, literally weeks go by, and I'll still get my check from my network marketing company. It's absolutely wonderful, which inspires me to really keep going, growing, and working it. Yes, it can work that way. It's great, isn't it?
So you're telling me this check comes in every month or every week or every fortnight?
Every single week, Claude. It's pretty darn good.
And you don't do any work or sometimes for weeks, is that right?
Let's get it straight. There's been a lot of work been done, and there is still a lot of work being done. But the whole idea of network marketing is to get your efforts in now, and you can get your business to a point where if you have to take a week off for the family, if you're unwell for a week, if you have other obligations for another week or a month, that money still keeps coming in. Whereas in a traditional business, for instance, if I had, in like a time back, I had to go into hospital for a quick procedure. If I were in a traditional business, I'd have to shut my doors. And no, I'd be getting no income at all. That's the beauty of this business.
And that's really, really interesting that what you just said. You know, I have suddenly realized that my network marketing business will eventually be a legacy that I'm going to leave behind for my children, and at the same time I'm going to be enjoying it while I'm alive. Now, just for our listeners here today, we really need to help them to find what they want. Okay, it's one thing listening to us talk about where we've reached, but I would like to leave back something so that on the table for them to pick up, so they could probably find a way out of the rat race themselves. If they were to be looking for something, what would you recommend, or what resources would you point them to that they could start at today?
There's a lot of fantastic resources out on the web today, but you really do have to have your homework done. You've got to look at the industry. You've got to look at where the future is going with network marketing. One comes to mind, an excellent resource, Tim Sales. He's a master of network marketing and really sort of tells it as it is. He's generic. There's no way in the world you're going to get a sales pitch from him as to what company to go for. But he's got some great videos, I believe, and he's got a very, very interesting website. I'm sure you've probably got the name, but I can't quite think of it off the top of my head. But his resources are really great, and it's well worth a listen for a good, open, honest report about the industry today, what you need to look out for. Be careful of the scams, because unfortunately there are scams out there, but there are some beautiful, beautiful companies out there worth looking into.
The website that you just mentioned is actually www.timsales.com, or just Google Tim Sales and you'll get it. And can you tell us how much would this his resources be roughly for someone looking at starting to look at network marketing?
I have found him to be one of the best. There are quite a few out there, and there are a lot of other great resources out there. What I've looked into, I think he's around, works out to about $40 a month with what I'm doing. He may have different packages, but look, honestly, he's got some great DVDs worth downloading. There's a fantastic movie that he does that really gives you an open-minded view. His costs are very attractive, really, compared to many others.
And can you tell me the name of that movie, Anne?
There's a movie that I've loved and I've used for a lot of years called Brilliant Compensation. When it was first given to me, I thought, what on earth is this Brilliant Compensation? I don't know what they were talking about. But gosh, it's good. He actually does an interview with a professor, Professor King of one of the universities in America, and it's a very good business-oriented approach to this industry. So it's something you could give anyone from a student at home wanting to earn extra money to a mum wanting time with her children to a CEO executive businessman. It's that kind of really good across-the-board information that is non-biased but very educational.
And I've got some good news for my listeners today. Thank you very much for sharing brilliant compensation with our listeners. Listeners today, you can actually get brilliant compensation for free. It's a free download. You just have to get a movie ticket. If you go to either a link on our podcast page and click on MLMIncomeGuaranteed.com or type in your web browser www.MLMIncomeGuaranteed, that's with the ed.com, you will get these resources free. You don't have to pay for it. There's no conditions. It's purely a gift for you to help you to get started in your quest to beat the rat race. Before we go, I would like to thank Anne Noonan here for sharing her time with us. She's a very busy business lady, as we noticed. She does a network part-time business and at the same time run a wellness, beauty wellness company that she has. Anne Noonan, I thank you very much. Would you like to give our listeners a piece of advice or, you know, a pointer before you go?
Thanks, Claude. I hope you've all enjoyed this. But look, my advice to you all, it would be approach this with an open mind. This is the industry of the future. We all get bombarded with all the negative stories that other experiences we've had out there. But trust us, this is the industry of the future. But get out there and you choose the right company by doing your homework. And call Claude, contact him anytime. He's got lots more information. I know it.
Thank you, guys. And if you really want to be part of our future podcasts, go to our podcast page, subscribe, either put your email address in the subscribe dialog box there, or even subscribe to our iTunes subscribe button, and we will keep you updated with any resources that come along from well-known marketers in the industry to help you in your new network marketing business. And take care and God bless.